Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here with you. For the next few Sundays at Windsor, you're going to hear Marty Adler say this a lot.
And there they go. And there they go. There they go. Go, go, go.
18 times to be precise. Windsor Raceway is experimenting with a plan that will cram all their racing into four Sundays in February. They're getting rid of their Saturday night cards, and they're going to do 18 races each Sunday night. They think it'll be good for business, it'll draw more betting dollars, and increase the purse pools. We'll talk to the man who put that plan together on this edition of Trot Radio. Chris Kruba is with us from Windsor Raceway. Chris is the principal who put together the proposal for the change of race dates with the Ontario Racing Commission. Chris, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thanks, Norm.
Let's walk through the process here. Windsor had asked for less dates. The commission said no. Is that pretty much the starting point? And from there you had to work to this where you are right now?
Well, we had initially put in an application that sought to reduce race dates for 2010. That's correct. But with the moratorium, that application was never considered.
What is the benefit to Windsor to condensing the race dates down? You're going to have effectively double headers. Did you not do that before?
No, we've never, in fact, run the 18 dashes per day. What our hope is that with the extended meets, we'll get to experiment with the demand for our product on Sundays. So we've never actually run this number of dashes in the last several years.
Windsor always does well from an off-track betting standpoint. I mean, your overall handles are usually in the 300s. How much better do you think it's going to get?
Well, we believe that the purse pool in Windsor will benefit because we have a lot more demand for our product on Sundays versus the Saturday, which we've moved now to October. So our belief is that there will be a financial benefit. We aren't sure what it's going to be. That's the whole purpose of the experiment, and we'll wait and see what the results are.
How many markets is Windsor currently in? How many imports do you get out to?
I'm not certain of the final number.
Mm-hmm. It's a goodly amount. I mean, you're doing, like I said.
We are. We've certainly gotten into more markets the last several years. I'm just not certain what the actual numbers at this point, but we've expanded the markets that we're getting into. And even in the last several weeks, I know we've added some export partners.
So basically, your thinking is, and this will bear it out because it is an experiment, is that somehow you're going to get more betting action, more races on a given day means more handle?
We believe so, yes. We believe with the Sunday demand for our product, we'll see better handle. Saturdays are just not a good night for the Windsor product. There's a lot of product out there, and our product is just not in demand from the betting public. So we believe by running the extended meets on Sunday, we'll see that demand that we're not seeing on Saturday.
Not to play devil's advocate, but if you're going to use that logic, then I suppose every track should run 25 races in a card if they've got the horse population.
This is an experiment. I guess we'll wait and see the results. We certainly know that there is more demand for Windsor product on Sunday, and we're going to test the market to see what that level of demand is at this level of racing.
Well, it certainly is a worthwhile experiment, and as I said, Windsor certainly isn't hurting for handle, and you know, we're glad to see that as far as an overall racing community goes. Windsor has come under fire from horsemen's groups. Are there any plans to make some renovations to the track to make it a bit more, I don't know, freshen it up a little bit, I guess? That's been the biggest criticism I've heard.
Norm, we have been refreshing the track for several years, and I think anyone that comes to Windsor will see the improvements we've made over the last several years.
Tell us about that. I think that's a positive sign.
We've repainted the exterior. We've made extensive renovations to the backstretch area. The foyer area has been completely renovated in the last several years. We've invested a lot of money in the capital of that structure.
That's encouraging to see, because I know that for years growing up as a kid, Windsor was one of the showpiece tracks in North America, and it's, you know, one of the tracks you went to as a youngster thinking this is a big time, and it certainly, you know, lived up to that standard.
And I believe it can be again if we can get the purses up, and that's part of what we've been promoting for the last several years. Unfortunately, the Windsor purses are now the lowest in the province, and we believe if we were able to get the purses up, we would see that level of racing come back and patron interest increase, and so that's been our message for the last several years to the commission and to the government and to the horse people. We believe that if we got Windsor purses up, we could see that return to that level of racing.
Now, again, you know, you've got to depend, I would think, to a large degree on your handle to generate some operating revenue, because the slots portion is in tough shape simply given the competition that's out there. Is that not true?
That is the case. Our slots are among the poorest performing in the province, and I believe we still are second only to Fort Erie in terms of the level of performance. Fort Erie's perform worse than ours, but you're right. We do have a lot of competition for the gaming dollar in Windsor, and we definitely feel the competition, and the strength of the Canadian dollar has had an impact on our programs, and so we are hopeful that the government will come up with something creative that helps us with our circumstance down here.
Well, we certainly hope so. Thank you for your time, Chris. I appreciate it, and best of luck with this experiment.
Thanks, Mark.